We're always exploring new ways, aren't we, to connect across distances, to somehow shrink that physical gap. But what if that connection could move beyond just screens and voices? What if it involved, well, new kinds of physical interactions? Today, we are taking a deep dive into a quite groundbreaking robotic avatar concept. It's designed for exactly that. Our source material is a paper titled Spread Your Wings, demonstrating a soft, floating robotic avatar with flapping wings for novel physical interactions. It comes from a research team, a collaborative effort from Keio University, the University of Tokyo, and the University of Auckland. Our goal here is to pull out the key insights, to understand how this innovation might reshape what we mean by telepresence.
Yes, and it taps into something quite fundamental. Physical presence, it plays such a profound role in our social bonds. Even with vast distances, that desire for a tangible connection remains. This work tackles that inherent human need head on.
That certainly resonates. Avatar robots, they're already changing remote connections, yeah. Giving people a physical forum in distant places, helping maintain those social ties. Their value is clear, especially when, you know, physical separation or isolation is a factor. But even the current generation of avatar robots, they have limitations. Many are ground-based, quite rigid often, which hampers their movement, especially indoors or on uneven surfaces, and the flying ones. They usually depend on propeller drones or perhaps blimps. These can bring safety concerns, noise issues, and that inherently restricts how closely they can interact with people.
So where have they typically fallen short? What's the persistent gap?
That's a critical question. These limitations are significant mainly because they get in the way of integrating the tech smoothly into, say, our homes, our daily lives. Just picture trying to have a close, subtle interaction with a noisy drone hovering nearby. It's disruptive. It fundamentally limits that capacity for intimate human-robot interaction. And that intimacy is often what's missing in remote connection.
Right, which brings us directly to Spread Your Wings.
It's presented as a novel concept, engineered specifically to overcome those very limitations. At its heart, it's a soft, flapping-wing robot designed to float, optimized for indoor use, and it's paired with a body tracking control interface.
Exactly, and this concept stands on three main pillars, three core merits. First, the softness. Its body and the lack of blades mean it can fly safely near people up close. Second, the wings themselves. They aren't just for propulsion. They double as a way to interact physically. Think about enabling gestures like hugs or shoulder pats, even high fives remotely.
Okay.
And third, it's bio-inspired. It mimics bird flight, the flapping motion.
Yeah.
This results in movement that feels more organic, more lifelike than propeller spinning. That could potentially heighten the user's sense of presence, maybe even evoke the feeling of interacting with something alive.
So we try to distill that. What's the single biggest leap forward here? Is it the safety that permits closeness? Or maybe the expressiveness that simulates presence? Or perhaps the organic movement feeling more alive?
I'd argue the most profound advance is the combination of safety and expressiveness. Previous systems might offer one, perhaps, but not typically both in this way. With Spread Your Wings, the soft construction eliminates the danger posed by spinning blades. That opens the door to close physical interactions. And crucially, those same soft wings become the medium for emotional gestures. It creates a level of physical connection we haven't seen before in telepresence, not without being there in person. It expands the definition of remote interaction.
That is a powerful combination. It suggests pilots can control this avatar using their own body movements, quite intuitively. But how do they construct something like this? So soft, light, yet maneuverable. What are the major engineering hurdles they had to clear? Let's delve into the engineering specifics, the design choices for this soft, flapping wing avatar. We should recall that earlier bio-inspired floating robots, something like Airay, they had very large wingspans. Over 4 meters. That size obviously limited their use indoors.
Precisely. This avatar was carefully designed to fit through standard doorways. That was a key requirement for indoor navigation between rooms. But shrinking it created a challenge. Helium doesn't provide much lift in smaller volumes. So the engineers developed a simplified flapping mechanism. It's just a single degree of freedom. Think of it as a straightforward, consistent up and down motion for the wings. This was optimized to generate enough thrust despite the size.
Okay, simplified but effective.
Yes, and the wings themselves have flexible trailing edges, curved slightly. Propulsion comes from passive deformation as the wing flaps. The edge flexes under air pressure, pushing air backward. Similar to how a fish's tail fin works, or a flag ripples. And for pitch control moving up or down instead of complex control surfaces like on a plane, they use a small servo-driven counterweight. It shifts the avatar's center of mass within the helium balloon, tilting it forward or backward. Simple, light, and safe.
That's quite an elegant design for indoor flight. And you mentioned a camera for first-person view.
Correct. It integrates a camera providing real-time first-person flight visuals back to the pilot. This is crucial for immersion, for the pilot feeling truly present through the avatar.
That visual feed must contribute greatly to the experience. But how does the pilot actually drive it to make it move, fly around, and use those wings for interaction in a, well, natural way? Let's unpack the control system.
The pilot wears a control interface. It uses IMU-based trackers. IMUs are inertial measurement units, small sensors detecting motion and orientation. These are placed strategically on both wrists and the chest.
Okay.
This setup maps the pilot's movements directly to the avatar's actions. So if you flap both arms together, same speed, same extent, the avatar flies forward. If you flap them differently, say one arm faster or with a wider motion than the other, that creates yaw, it allows the avatar to turn.
I see. And the chest tracker.
That captures torso movements. Lean forward, the avatar pitches down to descend. Lean back, it pitches up to ascend. This system gives the pilot comprehensive control over wing angles, the speed of flapping, the amplitude. This allows for performing those gestures we talked about, like a hug or a pat, with varying intensity and style.
So the pilot's own body language translates directly.
Yes. Mimicking bird-like motions makes the control feel quite natural. And when combined with a head-mounted display showing that first-person camera view, it fosters a very immersive flying sensation.
This is where the potential applications become quite compelling. Let's explore some of the envisioned uses for this, moving beyond the technical achievement.
Well, its capacity to foster emotional connection across distance is significant. Take the example given in the paper. A parent working far from home, they could remotely pilot the avatar to play with their child, maybe a game of tag around the living room. And more than just playing games, the avatar's unique ability allows for affectionate interactions. A parent using the avatar's wings to give their child a hug. This steps far beyond what screen-based calls can offer. It's a different kind of connection.
A physical dimension added to remote presence.
Exactly. And you can imagine other areas, too. Could this be used in remote care for the elderly, offering a sense of touch or presence for those who are isolated? Or perhaps in education, allowing a remote teacher to physically gesture, guide, or interact within a classroom setting.
You can certainly begin to contemplate the implications for your own connections and for society more broadly, adding that physical dimension truly opens up new possibilities for presence. So, to summarize this deep dive, we've looked at a soft, floating, robotic avatar that brings together safe physical interaction, movement inspired by nature, and intuitive control. It represents a substantial step forward in enhancing telepresence, enabling physical engagement even when separated by great distances.
And it does leave us with a thought-provoking question. As these physical avatars become more sophisticated, more nuanced, how might our very understanding of what connection means, what proximity means, fundamentally shift?
A crucial question indeed. We encourage you to consider the future path of remote interaction and the potentially transformative role of physical embodiment in bridging the spaces between us. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.